Some of the things that we're looking at are, for example, our education management systems, curriculum review. These are things that we can achieve next year.
Now, what about formulating this proposal for the Global Partnership for Education? Tell us a bit about this.
The World Bank a few years ago initiated something called the Fast Track Initiative for Education, which was the creation of a special fund for education the world over, but especially in developing countries. Now, because of our chaos and because of the fact that Zimbabwe had been suspended from the World Bank, we were not part of the Fast Track Initiative. They've recently changed the name of the Fast Track Initiative to the Global Partnership for Education. And this time last year, in fact, I was invited to Copenhagen in Denmark and was invited to speak to the meeting about what we're trying to do in Zimbabwe's education system. And at the conclusion of that meeting, Zimbabwe was admitted into this process for the first time, and it made us qualify for this funding. And when I was in Washington in May this year, we finalized arrangements, and the Global Partnership for Education has earmarked approximately $23 million for Zimbabwe's education system. And one of the additional things that we're doing in Godoma is working out what aspect of our budget we want the Global Partnership for Education to fund. So we've got three main funding sources for education. Now, first of all, we've got government, which primarily pays for teachers' salaries, and this year has paid a bit for running costs. Then we've got the Education Transition Fund, which I chair and which is managed by UNICEF. And then thirdly, we've got this new source of funding, the Global Partnership for Education, which is Washington-based. And, of course, it has some very specific interests. And so what we were doing in Kadena was working out what government would fund, what the Education Transition Fund will fund, and now what this new Global Partnership for Education will fund.
When is all this funding expected to start trickling into the country?
Obviously, we're looking at those three sources of funding. We are eagerly anticipating Minister Beattie's speech on Thursday to see what he comes up with for education from government. The Education Transition Fund has already got money, so we've already got $87 million allocated to that. And we're in the midst of a whole variety of programs that we're initiating using that money. And then the Global Partnership for Education Fund is awaiting our funding proposal, which will be produced before the end of this year. And it then goes to the Global Partnership for Education's board in Washington for consideration. And once they've met next year, we can expect that line of funding to start flowing into Zimbabwe.